Home care, this is Shanda. How can I help you?
I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name is Shindell. How can I help you?
Shindell? Okay. I'm Shindell. I was calling about the health care thing you got going on for people.
Yeah, sure. The home care agent, the home care services.
Yes, ma'am.
Sure. How can I help you? Are you looking for services for yourself or a family member?
Well, it's for myself. I've been I have cancer and heart problems, and I just can't do what I used to do.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. And are you on Medicaid?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a family member to sign up to be the caregiver?
Well, I have a friend, yeah.
Okay, great. So let me take your information, and I'll be able to help you.
Okay.
Just give me a minute. I'll be able to assist you, and hopefully we can get this. You ever had the services before, like home care services?
No, I was trying to get Freedom Care or whatever, but we just kept hitting and missing. I don't know what the problem was, but I'm just – that she told me last time that because I had to go in the hospital that if I missed that call, that it would be months before I could do it. And I'm very impatient nowadays. And
no,
I just
no, we
don't
can definitely help
that.
You. So what
okay.
We'll do is, you ever spoke with the state, like to do the referral for an assessment?
Like I said, I talked to them. I don't know. I mean, I got approved.
You were
My friend
approved
got approved.
Already?
Huh? I'm sorry.
You already approved for hours? Like hours that the caregiver
No, we weren't approved for hours. We were approved okay. for me getting it and him being able to take care of it,
mm-hmm.
me.
But, okay, so the process, so this is how it works. I'll take your information, then I can transfer you over to the state. And they will ask you some other information, and then they'll put in a referral for the services, and then they will send an assessor down to the house.
Uh-huh.
And the assessor will have you assessed, and according to your needs, that they will approve hours that the caregiver would be able to work every week and get paid.
Okay.
So my question is, you were ever transferred to the state yet, or no, you never spoke with the state?
No, I don't guess so. No, I just
don't remember
like
doing
I said,
okay,
I
no
got
problem.
I talked to whoever, and I talked to whoever and got approved, and then my friend was approved to do it.
So technically, you were never approved for the services. It's just that they took your information and they said they will help you. I guess, but then
they wanted
actual hours.
Right.
Okay.
That's what we didn't get to.
Okay. So
let me get your information
and see. And then start the process.
Okay.
What's your date of birth?
4/9/63.
Okay. What's your social security number?
557-174792.
Okay. The phone was breaking up. I missed the first part.
Okay. 557-174792.
Okay. Let me see if I can pull up your information. Okay. Coming up is Rhonda M. Campbell.
That's me.
Okay. I was able to pull up your Medicaid ID. Just let me take a look on the information.
What do you have to do to get that handicap sticker? Is that what we need and stuff? Okay. Ash! Pray to miss that on something.
Okay, sorry about that. Let me just confirm. Your address is 99 Rock Dove Lane in Camden,
yes.
Missouri?
We moved to Lebanon.
So that's not your address, the 99 Rock Dove?
No. And the other place knew that, too. They had to transfer, give me another. Okay, it's 535 Zachary Drive.
Zachary or?
Zachary,
Oh, Zachary, okay.
Yeah, Zachary.
Zachary Drive. And what's the, which city or zip code?
It's Lebanon, Missouri, and it's 65536.
Okay, Zachary, like the name, Zachary.
Yeah.
Zachary Drive in Lebanon, Missouri, 65536. Okay, there's no apartment or unit number?
They're duplexes, but no, the address on the mailbox is right here.
Okay, and which county is it? Lackley County?
What county is this? Lackley, what did you call it?
Laclede, okay. Okay, amazing. Yeah, we do cover the area, so that's amazing.
I thought you said wacky weed.
Oh, <yeah. laughs> No, okay, let me fill out the information, and I'll be able to transfer you over to the state.
Okay.
And the bus number to reach you is 573-836-4549?
Yes. 549. What is it?
The one that you're calling from.
Yeah, the number I'm calling from, yes.
Okay.
I just got a new phone, too.
Okay, let me just fill out your date of birth, 4963.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have your DCN, the Medicaid ID? Because you'll need it once I transfer you to the state. So if you don't have it, I'll give it to you. Which number do you have? The 0524, that number?
Hang on, let me find it. You said. Okay. I have the number 524-0524-1980.
Yeah, so that's the DCN, or they call it Medicaid ID. So they'll ask you for it, and also they'll ask you if you have an agency, a provider agency, so you want to know what, write the information down. If you could write it down, so when they ask you for it, you'll know what to answer.
Okay.
So provider agency is Deluxe Home Care. I'll spell it for you. You have a pen and paper?
Just a second.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So Deluxe is DELUXE.
Okay, I'm sorry you have to start that over. I'm so sorry.
No problem. D-E-L.
D-E?
D as in David. E-L-U-X-E.
X-E.
Can I maybe send you a text on the phone and you'll be able to check on while?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah? Okay, no problem. Yeah, I can do that. Let me do that so you have the information. Okay, and who? Okay, can I get the caregiver name, please?
Yes, Jeff Allen.
Jeff? J-E-F-F?
Uh-huh.
A-L-L-E-N?
Yes.
Okay, and the number? His phone number?
Oh, his phone number is, hold on, I'm going to get it right now.
Okay.
Okay, it is 660-310-9593.
Okay. Okay, so can I text you on the 573-836-4549?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. Amazing. Okay, I just sent you a text. Let me know if you get the text.
Okay. Yes, I just got a text from you. Yes,
that's
I did.
Amazing. Now, let me send you, let me see what information you would need. Okay, so I think that's all the information you need. I just sent you more of the other information. And the
okay.
service that you are looking for is called CDS. So when they ask you for which type of service, then you let them know CDS, which is Consumer Directed Services. So your friend could be, so Jeff could be the caregiver.
Okay. I'm so sorry about this. I didn't understand that first part of what you were saying.
So there are a few types of services. So if they ask you if you know, like, which kind of service, then it's called CDS.
CDS?
CDS. You check the text, so I sent it to you.
Okay. Yes, you're right. Sorry. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, sure, no problem. And another question, what are your medical conditions?
Okay, well, I just had part of my lung cut out. Because I have cancer, and I had a heart attack, and they put a stent in my widowmaker, but my heart is giving them troubles. It's AFib. I go into AFib.
Mhm. Okay. So I guess
other than that,
Jeff is helping you with.
He helps me with everything.
Everything.
I'm also emphysema. Sleep apnea,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you name it, and it
okay.
just fell on me.
I got it. Okay. So.
And Jeff is a lifelong friend of mm-hmm. our families and stuff. So he's trustworthy, and he's real good, and so that's that.
Okay.
And I just don't trust anybody, you know. Just to come in my home with my dogs and stuff. And
okay, so I'll transfer you over now to the state. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Sure, it might take like 3 to 4 minutes for the transfer until someone answers, but eventually you'll be transferred over and someone will answer.
And then they're just going to set up the appointment to for the, would you say the hours?
No, so they will ask you some questions, and they will put in a referral, and they will set you up an assessment.
Okay, do you know how long this all takes? Because I've been waiting weeks already, and I mean, it's not your all fault by any means. I'm just...
It would take up to 21 to 31 days for the referral to get processed.
Okay.
So, so once we do this, you'll see that you'll be transferred to someone. She'll be able to, she'll answer you, and she'll put in the referral so you can get started with everything.
Okay.
Yeah, so just hold on the line for 3-4 minutes, and someone will answer the call. You can text me anytime at that number if you have any questions. Sure.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay, sure.
Home and community-based services. My name is Deborah. Are you calling for yourself or someone else today?
For myself.
All right. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Rhonda Campbell.
All right. Thank you. One moment while I pull up your information.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you calling to make some kind of change?
I'm sorry. What?
How can we help you today?
Oh, because I need help. I can't get around and do what I used to do, and I can't do hardly anything anymore. I just had surgery and had part of my lung cut out, and I'm having heart problems. And
okay. Let me go ahead and get your date of birth.
Okay, 4/9/63.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And what's a good callback phone number in case we get disconnected?
This one. Hold on, just a second. I'll find it. I don't know my own number. I'm sorry. Okay, it is.
Did you get a new number?
Yes, I did. It is 573. Yeah, my phone died. 836-4549.
Okay, so the number you're calling from is different from the number that you're giving me. Go ahead and give that number to me.
No. I'm giving you my phone number.
Okay,
go ahead
and give that to me again. Yeah, go ahead and give it to me because the number I'm looking at, sometimes they come in wrong.
Okay, 573-836-4549.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and get you over the team that can best assist you today. One moment.
Okay.
Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available for a specialist to assist you with your request. Please be advised that not having this information readily available will result in a processing delay. It is illegal in the state of Missouri to willfully provide false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services. Any person who willfully provides false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services shall be guilty of the crime of stealing. Please reference State Statute 205.967.
Home and community-based services, this is Sherry. Are you calling for yourself or someone else?
For myself, Sherry.
Okay, so what's your name?
Rhonda Campbell.
And what's a good callback number in case we get disconnected?
It is 573-836-4549.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And your date of birth?
4/9/63.
All right. So how can I help today?
Well, I'm not sure. I just had surgery. I had cancer. I have cancer in the head. Part of my lung cut out. And I have emphysema, and I have a sleep apnea, and I'm having problems with my heart. It just fell on me all.
Oh no.
One time. Yeah. So I just can't hardly do anything.
So are you need to put
I
in a request to increase?
No, I just need. I've never had help before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you do have a care plan, an active care plan.
Right. Well, I was going through, what was it called? Freedom Care.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know what happened. I kept going to the hospital, and when she wanted to talk to me, I was in the hospital or whatever. And the last time she said it'd be like 2-3 months if I didn't get to, you know, answer the phone, which I didn't because I was having my lung cut out. So that's that. And I'm grumpy and I'm old now and I'm tired and I don't want to mess with people anymore. She didn't seem like she wanted to help. Or like I was her problem or something. And I'm not trying to be anybody's problem. I'm just trying to get a little help for me.
Hello?
So I can.
I'm sorry for interrupting.
So how can
I
help?
My name is Jing Do. Hello?
Who is that?
Hello?
Hi, my name is Chanel. I transferred Rhonda over to you for the transfer. Okay. So she originally called our agency, Deluxe Home Care. Is she already?
And what was the name of your agency?
Deluxe. So she called to transfer over to our agency, yes. So we got all the information, and we're onboarding the caregiver, Jeff. So
and is that Deluxe Home Care, or what's the agency's name?
Deluxe Home Care.
Okay.
Did she have an assessment?
Well,
yes,
who am I talking to right now?
So I'm Sherry with Home and Community Based Services. So we are the ones that put in requests for changes on that care plan.
Okay, I'm confused again. So yeah, I just need help.
Okay, so Rhonda, is it okay if I share information with Chanel?
Absolutely.
Okay. All
yeah.
Right.
So I just have a question. She already had an assessment done before.
Uh huh.
And she has hours approved.
Okay.
I didn't know she had hours.
She's approved for hours.
Yeah, she has an active care plan.
Mm-hmm. How many hours is it for?
So I don't know how many hours, but she does have 217 units per month, and it is a 7-day care plan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. So could you do the transfer to the locks, and then as soon as everything is approved and transferred over and we have the caregiver on board, we could start with the services?
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so Rhonda, what is your address?
Yes. It is, address is 535 Zachary Road. Zachary Drive.
All right. And what city and zip?
It's Lebanon, Missouri, and it's 655-536.
Okay. And is that your mailing address?
Yes.
And what county is that in?
What's it called? Laclede.
Laclede.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. And do you have any special communication needs such as seeing, hearing, reading, speaking, or writing?
No.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to put in a request to switch over to Deluxe Home Care. Now, it will take 21 to 31 business days for a specialist to be assigned to the request. All right.
Okay.
And they will call you at the phone number that we've provided. And once they give you a call, it doesn't take long to get everything switched over.
Okay, but it'd be 21 days before that happens?
Right, 21 to 31 business days.
Okay, all right. I've been waiting so long now, I guess it don't matter.
All right, well, I'll explain your situation in here. What is the phone number for Deluxe Home Care?
Okay, I'll give you the number. Just give me 314-501-2520.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to get you, I'll put this request in, Rhonda, and then if there's nothing else, I'm going to transfer you to a recorded message that will explain the next step of the care planning process.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. You have a nice day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Please hold while your call is connected.
PCCP request next steps. We have received a request to make changes to your HCBS care plan. We process requests by urgency of need and date received. Here's what you could do to prepare to communicate with a care planning specialist. Expect a call from 866-835-3505. Please add this number to your contact list so you know it is a legitimate call and not a telemarketer or scammer. It is vital that we have a way to leave a message if you miss our call. We will attempt to contact you one time, and you will have 10 days to return our call before the request is closed. The specialist assisting with your request will provide their direct phone extension. When you call, please wait for the message asking you to enter a direct extension to speak with a specific person. Call errors may occur if you enter the extension before prompted or too quickly. We must verify we are speaking with you. Please be prepared to verify your MoHealthNet or Medicaid number, date of birth, and Social Security number when we call. Questions to think about. Do you want agency model or consumer-directed services? In agency model, the provider agency selects, hires, trains, and supervises your caregiver. In consumer-directed, you select, hire, train, and supervise your caregiver. Why do you need this change? What specific tasks need to be changed? Example, bathing, dressing, toileting, meal prep, laundry, medication setup, light housekeeping tasks, home-delivered meals, etc. What provider would you like to use? Please have the business name, phone number, as well as who you have been in contact with from that agency if you are transferring your services. How often do you need help with each task, and how much time does each task take to complete? Who will provide backup support to you when your caregiver is unavailable? You must provide a backup plan that includes names, relations, phone numbers, and the tasks that the backup person can support you with. Your care plan is unique to you. You will help develop a care plan that provides you with the necessary assistance to remain in your home or least restrictive setting. Certain services are restricted to cost maximums, age, ability to self-direct, or other criteria. We will work with you to determine what services you are eligible for and authorize services within the scope of the HCBS program accordingly. HCBS services are based on your current needs. HCBS cannot provide help with things you do not currently need. HCBS is not a total care or 24/7 care program. HCBS can provide extra help to add to the support system you currently have. We look forward to serving you. As a reminder, multiple status checks can result in processing delays from all parties.